town newspapers, and went on to become America's most beloved motivational author. Fighting against all class of great disadvantages and pressures, he dedicated more than 25 years of his life to define the reasons by which so many people fail to achieve true financial success and happiness in their life. During this time, he achieved great success as an attorney and journalist. His early career as a reporter helped finance his way through law school. He was given an assignment to write a series of success stories of famous men, and his big break came when he was asked to interview steel magnate Andrew Carnegie. Mr. Carnegie commissioned Hill to interview over 500 millionaires to find a success formula that could be used by the average person. These included Thomas Edison, Alexander Graham Bell, Henry Ford, Elmer Gates, Charles M. Schwab, Theodore Roosevelt, William Wrigley Jr., John Wanamaker, William Jennings Bryan, George Eastman, Woodrow Wilson, William H. Taft, John D. Rockefeller, F.W. Woolworth, Jennings Randolph, among others. He became an advisor to Andrew Carnegie, and with Carnegie's help, he formulated a philosophy of success, drawing on the thoughts and experience of a multitude of rags-to-riches tycoons. It took Hill over 20 years to produce his book, a classic in the personal development field called Think and Grow Rich. This book has sold over 7 million copies and has helped thousands achieve success. The secret to success is very simple, but you'll have to keep listening to find out what it is. Napoleon Hill passed away in November 1970 after a long and successful career writing, teaching, and lecturing about the principles of success. His work stands as a monument to individual achievement and is the cornerstone of modern motivation. His book, Think and Grow Rich, is the all-time bestseller in the field. Perhaps no other success book has influenced more people than Napoleon Hill's classic Think and Grow Rich. Since its introduction in 1937, millions of copies have been sold around the world. It still remains one of the top-selling books of its kind. Several years ago, I came across the biography of Hill on a PBS show, and it was an eye-opening adventure into the life of a man whose days were not the smooth sailing I had always assumed they were. Napoleon struggled against a myriad of obstacles throughout his life, many of which were brought on by some of the earlier choices he had made. I can't count the number of times he became broke and penniless following a highly successful venture gone sour. His personal life was as spotted as his financial life, and a recounting of all that could easily consume a full book. I would have thought that my discovery of his many flaws would cause me to lose respect for him, and thus doubt the veracity of his teachings that have influenced me for more than 20 years. But it is quite the opposite. Having listened to the struggles of this very human man has given me a whole new perspective of respect, even all of the incredible resilience and persistence that he displayed repeatedly against sometimes massive odds. I now understand that he didn't write about some theory of how to think and grow rich. He wrote from experience, his numerous experiences, and the experiences of America's most successful. While the casual observer would believe that this book is only about making money, those of us who have studied it for years know otherwise. It's about a better way to live a rich life, and for that I am grateful that Napoleon gave so much of himself in order that he might leave us with this incredible work. Think and Grow Rich, teaching for the first time the famous Andrew Carnegie formula for money making, based upon the 13 proven steps to riches. Organized through 25 years of research in collaboration with more than 500 distinguished men of great wealth, who proved by their own achievements that this philosophy is practical. What do you want most? Is it money? Fame? Power? Contentment? Personality? Peace of mind? Happiness? The 13 Steps to Riches described in this book offer the shortest dependable philosophy of the individual achievement ever presented for the benefit of the man or woman who is searching for a definite goal in life. Before beginning the book, you will profit greatly if you recognize the fact that the book was not written to entertain. You cannot digest the contents properly in a week or a month. After reading the book thoroughly, Dr. Miller Reese Hutchison, nationally known consulting engineer and longtime associate of Thomas A. Edison, said, "This is not a novel. It is a textbook on individual achievement that came directly from the experiences of hundreds of America's most successful men. It should be studied, digested, and meditated upon."